This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's coming up to 7:15, and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. Now, since the end of last month, fully vaccinated people have been allowed to enter shopping malls in the Klang Valley. And if photos and videos are anything to go by, many, many people have returned.
Yes, and I think it's been quite both intimidating for a lot of people, but also a much awaited for time, right? Because the non-essential industries as such have now renewed operation. And along with that, I think comes a lot of extra SOPs and a lot of concerns, particularly for shopping malls, because they're not just responsible for people going into one shop, but for people sort of wandering around and all of the challenges that come with that.
That and the staff members, right, who work there day in, day out. So we wanted to look at the fact that malls have reopened and are welcoming people back. I know it sounds like we're just asking you where you've been at this point or where you'd like to go, but we want to know, have you been to a shopping mall yet? I'm sorry, after asking if you want to go to Langkawi, now it's malls. But yes, have you been to a shopping mall yet? Did you feel safe while you were there? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And we're now crossing over to Datuk Joyce Yap, CEO of Retail at Pavilion Kuala Lumpur. Joyce, welcome to the show. So how do you feel about restrictions for malls loosening?
Well, I think recently the lifting of the 11 trades and some relaxation of the SOP have definitely helped. But to what extent, you know, the impact is still the improvement is still not up to our expectation. I mean, reason is we still see there's some grey area and not clear guidelines from the SOP. For instance, you know, they talk about the government directive for the retailers is like the F&B. They are allowed to trade until 10 o'clock, but the mall is still allowed to trade until 8. And the mall will allow the shoppers without completion of the full vaccination to enter as long as they wear masks. They are masks that just try and show low risk and also scan, the temperature. We allow them to go in for especially the essential products. So some of these things need to iron out. And also the retailers, quite a number of retailers, they cannot comply, you know, with the completion of two doses at 14 or 28 days post-vaccination because the vaccination program for the retailer staff only started in August. So some of these issues, even they have relaxed, and on the SOP, there is still issue on this, and also consumer looking at the numbers still don't feel very confident to come back to the mall.
So since this has been announced then, have you seen more customers coming back to the mall?
Definitely. Our traffic has actually resumed back to something like 55 to 60%. Actually, that's evidently shown that people are very stressed up. They need to go out. But obviously, that does not correspond or correlate to the sales. You know, people just go out to buy what they need to buy, spend shorter time and pick up the things what they want to do. And the dine-in is only allowed for 50%. So, and entertainment like cinema, all this, karaoke, all this are still not allowed to open. These are the trades usually will generate huge crowd. And there's no event, so there's no promotion. So surely we do see the crowd coming back, trickling in, but not as fast as like the first time last year when it was recovered. After the first MCO, the traffic actually bounced back very fast to 80%. And we do see that people are buying, you know.
And maybe you could also talk to us about how retailers in Pavilion have coped with these last few months. Have many of them actually been able to survive the lockdown?
Actually, firstly, before you talk about Pavilion, I'd like to talk about generally as a whole. Many of the retailers who were able to survive through the first MCO, reason was because before the first MCO, they actually have some good sales prior to the first MCO, like the Christmas and Chinese New Year. After that, their cash flow more or less can survive through for 2020. But for 2021, firstly, the lockdown period is too long. Secondly, is you know, more or less the cash flow situation has dried up. So I would say generally you do see even the very strong shopping mall, like ourselves and some of the top shopping mall, you do see the vacancies number is going up and the aging is also going up. So I see like in Pavilion, we have about 5 to 10% casualties, which usually we have 100% occupancy. So we are monitoring it very closely just to ensure tenants survive and we survive well.
And how have your tenants been responding to this loosening of restrictions?
Well, I would say that, you know, definitely together with the shopping mall, we are all crying. The landlord and the tenants are all crying. You know, it is difficult. So a lot of us are actually looking at it as a going concern. Those retailers in Malaysia has a track record of, you know, strong resources will probably survive through. Those are actually new in this business, find it hard. You know, so definitely, if you ask me how do they feel, they still feel government has not done enough. Consumer confidence is not back yet. And, you know, and the a lot of this situation within or beyond retailers' control or landlords' control or the market control definitely is not augurs well for the industry.
So if we talk about safety, right, we know that good ventilation is important to control COVID infections. What are malls able to do to improve ventilation indoors?
Okay, for ventilation, like the lift, usually the lift are very small area and you probably even the period of traveling is very short for 1 minute, 2 minutes. We use sterilizer, okay? We sterilize we use the sterilized machine to improve the quality of the air. As far as the overall ventilation is concerned, every morning before the mall starts, we kind of flush out and take more intake of the outside air, you know, it's just to ventilate and hopefully to get more fresh air inside the shopping mall, besides all the other sanitization and all this.
And what about vaccination? Have all the staff in the mall been vaccinated?
Well, yes. As far as Pavilion is concerned, we have 100% staff vaccinated. And we are tracking on the retailer staff. We have not got the 100% from the retailer staff. Like I said earlier, because the vaccination started only in August, and plus the 14 days or 28 days, they do need this period to achieve. But at the moment, the statistics shown that they have about 65 to 70% vaccinated.
So take us through it. What are the SOPs in place when people visit?
Well, as far as the mall is concerned, the government directive is, you know, you like I said, you firstly, you have to wear masks. Secondly, is your profile has to be within low risk. Thirdly, is your temperature check is below the 37.5. And also the other thing is scan in your My Suggestra. That is the, as far as the mall is concerned, we have to comply that. And as far as the retailers are concerned, one additional thing for them to do is they have to ensure the shopper going in comply the capacity of the numbers. For instance, F&B can only allow 50% of the capacity. And non-essential, it depends on the size of your store. And also, you have to make sure that they have complied the two vaccines and also passed the post period of 14 or 28 days. So far, personally, I spot check, at random check. The retailers are very good. I think most of them comply with it. Okay? So Hopefully, that will actually help to boost up the confidence of the shoppers.
So we're always told that eventually we will move to COVID-19 being endemic in our country, right? And this also means getting adjusted to cases in the community. What happens at the moment when there's a case detected in the mall?
Okay, when there is detected, when something detected, obviously we have this SOP ourselves. It's like part of crisis management. If something happens, immediately we will evacuate the shoppers or the staff inside the shop, and then we will do the contact tracing, and we will do the sanitization immediately. Most likely when they shut it in the afternoon, we do the sanitization at night. Reason is because not only not to disturb others, because when you do the sanitization, you actually spray for all those sanitization chemical. We do not want to cause any problem to tourists or visitors. So that is very definite. Then after that, we will have to, if it's our own staff, those people, we will take them, whether they are contact, close contact, or actually belongs to category B or whatever. So we have to make sure that they comply with the quarantine, and then they do a test before they come back. Actually, for the shopping mall, we do our antigen test every month, and then in between the days, we'll pick up some sample to do random tests for ourselves. If we find that antigen test is positive, we will immediately quarantine the people and send them for the second PCR test. So we are very cautious in enforcing and practicing all these SOP.
Finally, we're a few weeks away from the tabling of the budget. Do you have any hopes from this and from the government?
Surely, there are many things that government can do, okay? I think number one is, like we say, you know, clearer directives between the federal state enforcement officer has to be clearer. Number two, I think before the government come up with the directive, in consultation with the stakeholders are very important. They may have good idea, but they do not sometimes understand how the operation or the actual things are working out. And to what expect is the impact when they do something. So I think that's very important to get all these stakeholders in concurrent before they actually release the SOP. And I'm not asking them to ask everyone, because a lot of all these stakeholders has their representatives in NGO. So that's number one, I hope they can do. Number two, I also look at it for the shopping center itself. They should allow us during this, I will say, non-peak time period to allow us to do the renovation or reinstatement work. Some of the tenants, they cannot survive. They have to leave. And if we agree for them to leave, we must agree also to take back our premises ASAP to actually facilitate the new tenant to take over. If everything delay until the usually October onwards is our peak period, then it's very difficult for us to hand over for the new tenant to start the business, and they will miss the peak period. Number three, also, I will look at it that, you know, the bank usually play a very important role. The financial institution play a very important role. I think the financial institution have to look at it, not just defer the problem or not to charge the compound interest, but they really have to look at how can they do the waiver and even provide more financial financial assistance to those who have track record or they have a good potential business. And obviously, I think the government can also help retailers and shopping mall by waiving all the license fees. You know, I think that itself is also a very important thing for us to do.
Joyce, thanks for joining us. That was Datuk Joyce Yap, CEO of Retail at Pavilion KL, talking about malls reopening. We want to hear if you've actually been to one, and if you felt safe, let us know. I'll keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.